Get Wired, and you're listening to M7K. You're listening to Wired.
This is Wired Tech Podcast. M7K, and speak your mind.
Hello, and welcome to episode 8 of Wired Tech Podcast. I understand this upload is a little late because this weekend got a little bit crazy. I couldn't record a show. But I will be solo once again today due to time differences with me at Speak Your Mind. He's not available right now. So today is Tuesday instead of the Saturday. I just thought it wouldn't really be fair if I didn't upload at least a show. Because, you know, I know you guys like to listen. So I will be doing episode 8. Of Wired Tech Podcast today. Like I said, it's Tuesday, October 28th, and you will be seeing another one Saturday. So let's get rolling right into it. Sanyo is releasing Wi-Fi digital frames are nothing new. Basically, these are all over the place. They're picture frames. They display your digital photos. And you can upload them to PhotoBucket, Flickr, any of those popular sharing websites, and it connects through Wi-Fi. So as you upload them, it gets sent to the frame wirelessly, and it gets uploaded and displays on the frame. So it's pretty cool. But Sanyo is releasing a really retro style type of frame. It's the Wi-Fi enabled VAIO CP1. It's really attractive looking. It's really retro, like if you're into the whole retro Jetson type thing. It's really cool. It's got an 800x480 resolution, 256 megabytes of internal memory, supports 802.11bg Wi-Fi. Now, I wish they had, I guess they don't really need it, but if they supported N wireless, that would be really nice. One other thing, as I'm now just mentioning, audio quality kind of probably sucks right now. Headphone got broken. Getting a new one this weekend, so sorry for any inconvenience. Anyway, so I wish that they supported N. They maybe don't really need it, but it supports the 802.11bg. It's got WinCE 5.0 behind the scenes. I guess that's some type of software that it supports. It actually has an IR sensor. It's got RSS, email reader, and automatic screen rotation. So that's pretty cool. It's got a multi-card reader and a multimedia player. So I'm guessing this could play some videos, maybe some music. So I'm not sure, but Sanyo's gonna start selling these in Japan for about 40,000 yen. That's approximately $423 US. So probably next month these things will be shipped in black or green. The green is looking really Jetson style. The black is more retro but more classic. I happen to like the black better. It's glossy. The green one is more of a matte finish. Both bases on there, they got bases that attach to the bottom. The black is glossy and the green is a matte type color. But no word on shipping to US. So Japan is when it's going to be coming out next month. So I wouldn't say really to look out for this at all, because I don't think it's really going to be available maybe anytime soon for these types of digiframes. But I mean, then again, you can also just go out and buy a different one, you know. It's really not that bad. But a little word on some iPhone software. It It's a controller. It's made by Sonos or Sonos. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. It's a Sonos controller for iPhone and software 2.7. It's basically internet radio in the future to your existing setup. So basically, you got internet radio playing on your iPhone. I'm sure this supports iPod Touch also, but I mean, then again, you have AOL Radio that I have on my iPod Touch. I mean, I don't see the difference between this and anything else. It's available in the App Store. Basically, it's got the on-screen keyboard, multi-room control, Napster, Rhapsody, and your own music library. And it, of course, this application supports up to Wi-Fi. That's how it pulls your library onto the phone. But I guess this is featuring a bit more than the AOL Radio. So yeah, it does support for iPod Touch. I'm not sure if it's free or not. I'm guessing it's not free or free. I'm not too sure, but check this out in the Apple's App Store. It's called Sonos. It's Sonos. So just search that, and I'm sure you can check it out. I'll be checking that out later. You know, internet radio, I'm a big fan of. I've always have been. Because usually I'll listen to that for some music ideas and stuff like that. Anything that I want new, maybe some that I don't have already, like, hey, I know that's a cool song, I'll, you know, pick it up. You know, other than that, there's, you know, just to listen to some good old radio streaming, you know, off the internet, because, you know what, sometimes you just need the radio. It's just there for you to have, and so, you know. Here's this thing I stumbled over. It was Saturday. I stumbled over this. It's the PS3 Guitar Hero Gene Simmons edition for Guitar Hero. This guitar is awesome. I think it's actually autographed by Gene Simmons himself. And this guitar looks so sick. I actually, believe it or not, have never played Rock Band or Guitar Hero, anything like that. But, you know, it's so awesome. It's got, you know, but this guitar here is not compatible with Rock Band 2. It's not compatible with the Rock Band. It's just Guitar Hero. But, I mean, still, those Guitar Hero fans, it's got Gene Simmons' face on it, and it's got what looks like an axe on one side. It's just so cool. I'll definitely put this in the show notes. I'll put a link to this. And so you can see the picture, because it's just describing is, you know, not even close to what you see. Seeing is so much better than describing. So definitely check this out. It's the new limit. I'm not sure if this is limited edition or not, but I've never seen this. It's awesome. It's like they pretty much call it the axe guitar. It's just really cool. It's really hard to explain. You know, it's gonna be about $80 for one of these guitars. Just looking over here at this now, $80. The Gene Simmons axe guitar for Guitar Hero. Really nice. Show notes. This will definitely be in the show notes. Something on BlackBerry that I recently just discovered. BlackBerry Bold is going to be up for pre-order at Best Buy for $680. $680 pre-order at Best Buy. This BlackBerry Bold is pretty cool if no one's ever seen it. It's pretty awesome. You know, it's, if you love AT&T and you like BlackBerry, but the contract free Bold is listed at $679. That's contract free at Best Buy. And you know what? It's not It's not a bad looking phone, but $680, that's a lot of money. If you know, the iPhone, when it first released, was about $600. If this thing can top an iPhone, then I will. Because you know, the iPhone and iPod Touch are just awesome products. I've already mentioned it. If you've listened to my past shows, I've talked about iPod and iPod, or iPhone and iPod Touch, lots of times. So, you know, it is an AT&T product. You know, a lot of people say AT&T's had some problems. You know, some people say it hasn't had some problems. It's just all crazy stuff. But getting back to the BlackBerry Bold, it's the newest phone out. It's not even out yet. It's out for pre-order at Best Buy, like I just mentioned. And, you know, check it out. This will be up in the show notes also if you guys want to, if you guys want to check it out, you know, go over to BestBuy.com right now. Pre-order yours now. I mean, you'll have it before everybody else. Well, you'll have it the day it releases, you know, pre-ordering. You know, you'll have it before everybody else. You're guaranteed to have it. So, it's not like you gotta wait outside the store for hours on end like those people do and have riots and just crazy stuff like that. Okay, this is another thing. I know I'm kind of skipping around here a lot, but really interesting stuff that came over today. Or, not today, but Saturday. A lot of stuff that I've just been looking at, reviewing, trying to get together for Saturday, but Saturday I couldn't make it, so now this show should be pretty nice with all these gadgets. I mean, here's some talk on the G1. It says to be pouring into China with big bucks selling to China. It's going to be, you know, let's see, I have some recent notes that I just jotted down here on the G1. It's going to be going into China for about 3,999 yen, or just over $580. Wow, and the shops will be charging an extra $70 to unlock it for you. So, crazy stuff there. It's going to be about $580 US and another $70 for them to unlock it for you. It's, you know, for that, you know, you might as well go try doing it yourself. I'm not too sure. I haven't used the G1. I haven't had it in my hands, but for an extra $70, that's insane. Really, I think that's too much money. $580 and then another $70. You know, it's not. I'm just really looking at this, and it's not looking. I'm not sure, but let's move away from G1, away from the phones. I don't really want to talk about phones anymore. If I have an update on a phone, I'll let you know. But I have something on the BlackBerry Storm. Supposedly they're supposed to be already out. I've looked around and some people say it's not out in some other parts of the country. If anybody else wants to let me know about the BlackBerry Storm, then just go ahead, email me m7king716@gmail.com. It's open for anybody to email me. That's the email address where you can give me any types of tips, you know, information about the show, anything. It's open for anybody to email me, so please do not hesitate and feel free to email me at m7king716@gmail.com. Here's something on Xbox that I just recently went over. It was probably yesterday I just looked at this. It's getting in touch with the community. So Xbox 360 has avatars, which you can create. And kind of like the Wii thing, the whole little Wii guys. It's kind of the same concept. Basically, you got this avatar that you can create and you can dress them up. It lets users socialize and keep plans while engaging in separate games and activities. Should be go live November 13th. So, this isn't official yet. It will be officially out November 19th. So, it's, you know, just a little brief thing on Xbox and what they're all doing as community, as touching in on the community wise. Looks pretty cool. I mean, you can create your own guy to have him look exactly or nothing like you. If you want, if you are interested in this, if you're an avatar person, November 19th is when you'll be seeing this. If you have tuned into the E3 this year, they were shown there at the E3. If you check that out, you guys know exactly what I'm talking about, those who did. But if you didn't see the E3 this year, it's, you know, just wait till November 13th or November 19th, and, you know, maybe you can go to a few websites. I'm sure they're out there from, you know, giving out information about this. Avatars for the Xbox 360, you know, really nice. I personally don't have an Xbox 360, just because I'm not a big console type person. Just because I play a lot of my games on my computer, but that's just my personal preference. I wanted to give a few words on Microsoft. It just got official with Windows Azure Cloud operating system. This is new to me. Windows Azure, or I'm not sure how to really say it. It looks like Azure to me, but Steve Ballmer himself dropped the word of one earlier this month that Microsoft has now finally gotten official about the new cloud computing system, computing operating system, and its name is Windows Azure. It's, you know, alongside Windows 7, and will be encompassed to Microsoft existing, the existing live services, the .NET services, and all other kinds of stuff like that. But there is a link for a few SDKs that are ready for downloading, and I'll be having the links in the show notes. So just for everybody to have. It's via pocketlint.co.uk. Again, don't worry about it. I'll just have it in the show notes, a link for everybody to see, or to actually just have a chance to download this. But yeah, really cool operating system from Microsoft. Microsoft and their new operating systems like Windows 7, I actually was just thinking about maybe a few days ago. I'm just on my computer, you know, doing some stuff, and I seen some extra clips on Windows 7. I've already mentioned it looks just like Windows Vista. But apparently it's supposed to be really quick, really fast. Windows opening, closing, multitasking, things like that. And it's, you know, supposed to have a really nice solid base core engine to it. Basically what that does is makes it quick, makes it fast, you know, stuff like that. But hey, until Windows 7 comes out, I don't know, really, to tell you the truth. There's all kind of talk about all kinds of talk about the Windows 7 and stuff like that. But I just want to get away from Microsoft right now. Talk a little bit about gadgets that I've been looking at. This is some, like this, for instance, here that I'm looking at. It's called the EasyBloom USB takes, or USB stake sensor. Basically, it's USB EasyBloom. I'm not sure really what it is, but it's in its prototype, and what it does is it takes data from your soil when it's left in for 24 hours, which uploads to the data of your PC via USB. So basically what you're doing is, I'm sure this is just for gardeners, a little gadget for gardeners. You stick this in your plant in the soil, leave it in there for a day, take it out and up, and it collects information after the full 24 hours. Collects the information, you take it out, stick it USB from USB, it transfers the data to your PC. And basically what it does is determines whether, say, a flower, a tree, a bush is suitable for planting there. So, I mean, say if you wanted to grow a rose bush in your garden, you stick this in there, and it'll tell you if the soil is suitable enough for a rose bush. That's pretty cool. It's at $60. This will cost you $60. Not a whole lot of money, because if you're a serious gardener and you'd like to, you know, grow plants and vegetables and stuff like that, this is the perfect tool. The thing itself looks like a flower. It's kind of cool. But it actually is really cool. It collects the information from the soil and tells you if it's suitable enough to plant there, whether it be a tree, like I said, a rose bush. And, you know, if you want to grow tomatoes, stick this in there, upload the information, the data to your computer. It'll tell you if you can grow some tomatoes there. So that's pretty cool. I mean, really nice. I mean, I guess it's a straightforward piece of software also. Once again, it's going to be a short show. I'll try doing an extra 5 minutes here. I really do apologize for the short length, but if you guys have any suggestions, like I've been mentioning, just let me know. There's something I did want to talk about. Nintendo Wii, though. The Wii, I wanted to mention, there's a homebrew community going back to the Wii. It's now basically there's when Nintendo's homebrew, you know, those people, you know, that like to create their own things for, you know, applications, stuff like that. Basically, if you don't know what homebrewing is, I would look it up on Google. I'm sure Google can give you a better definition than I can. But it's the October 23rd update. It's a little bit old. It's got the beta 9 of the HBC exploits, and it's exploits and different flaws. Of course, homebrew is not going to be perfect in all instances, but, you know, it's, I personally don't homebrew myself, so I don't really know much about the topic. I'm sure if Speak Your Mind were here, he'd be able to tell you a little bit more on the homebrew, but I just thought I'd throw that out there because I know a lot of people are Nintendo Wii fans. Yeah, definitely check that out. You know, from anywhere on the web, I'm sure you can get that. I actually wanted to talk a little bit about cameras because the X-Slim is one of my favorite cameras. My favorite looking cameras, anyways. I don't own one. I wish to have one, but there's a camera, the Casio 8.1 megapixel W63CA with 480 by 800 pixel OLED. Now, OLED is starting to hit the markets and really starting to show up in devices now. I remember talking about OLED in one of my past shows. So, basically, it's a cell phone. It was a 8.1 megapixel Casio XLM cell phone. Well, this looks like a cell phone. If you look at this, it's a flip. It looks like a flip phone. And it flips open like a phone. It's the XLM. It's got, let me see, like I mentioned, a 480 by 800 megapixel. It's got a 3.1 inch OLED display. It's really nice. It's about 384,000 pixels on a display smaller than a 3.8 inch LCD. The camera features a wide angle lens, 9-point autofocus, face detection, anti-shake, and a YouTube video mode that records VGA video at 30 frames per second to micro SD. So That's awesome. It looks, I mean, it's a phone, basically. It's a Japanese product called NIM, I believe it is. It's a cell phone. And they got the X Slim by Casio. I don't know if this X Slim is the cell phone itself or just the camera, because it looks just like a cell phone. It looks like a flip phone. Cell phone, you know, a flip phone. The camera itself, it's really cool, really interesting. You know, it's actually really nice looking. Oh, and there's also one more thing that I wanted to mention on getting to the phones and stuff like that. It's the Motorola Aura. It's basically it's a cell phone. It's got a circular display in the middle, and the whole thing just twists to open it. It looks pretty cool. I wouldn't really use it. It looks more like, it's really mechanic. It looks like a piece of machinery other than a device. It's $2,000. I cannot remember the resolution on the screen, but it's got a little circular screen. It's a $2,000 phone. To me, that's, I don't know about that. It's kind of over expensive, too much money for a phone, if you ask me. And I'm guessing you can engrave your name on there. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, hey, if you want to pay $2,000 for a phone, you go ahead. But I'm not gonna do that. I know I said I didn't really want to talk about the G1 anymore, but, I mean, the iPhone software 2.2 features Google Street View and mass transit directions. What this means is basically you got Google Maps that points you into a degree as if you were on the road. So it puts the view on the road itself, like as if you're first person in a car. It's really, really cool. I'm guessing it's just for the G1. I haven't really seen this anywhere else, but if they had this for iPod Touch, that would be awesome. I would definitely use this. There's no word exactly when this is going to arrive, because I don't know if I mentioned it or not, but it's not out yet. So it's supposed to be the 2.2 software version. It's, you know, really, really cool. A lot of screenshots floating around the web on this. It's not out yet, and no word on when it's going to be out, but it's Street View. I mean, these Google Maps are just getting better and better as they keep rolling out with software updates. You know, it's something that I would definitely use as a road person on the road driving. It's, you know what I mean, really cool stuff. That's gonna wrap up episode 8 of Wired Tech Podcast. I gotta get going. It's been really fun doing this show as always, and thanks again. I'll always thank the listeners, the viewers, the subscribers, everybody who's downloaded the podcast, gave the podcast the chance. Because like I said, I rolled into the podcast community not even thinking that I was going to get any listeners, subscribers. I mean, but, you know, my personal ranking, I'm not here to brag, but it's been doing pretty good. And I just wanted to recognize that, have everybody recognize my appreciation, my thanks. And, you know, I'll continue to do the podcast as I can. Like I said, I missed Saturday, and I really do apologize. I will really try hard to do this Saturday. Most likely I will do this Saturday. Like I said, you can always catch me live when I do these things. Catch me live. You are justin.tv. I don't do Ustream anymore, and I don't do Yahoo Live. I strictly stick to justin.tv. And you can find me justin.tv/wired_podcast. Or justin.tv/wired. It's, you know, just check it out. Go to justin.tv, search me under wired_podcast. I'll most likely be live at 11 or 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And thanks. Again.
My computer won't sync to my hardware.
I need help.
Thank you.